Howdy, folks.
Hello.
Just cleared out the back half of my calendar for the winter break. It still looks too far away.
It goes by quickly though. And it's already the second.
And it's snowing here, which is evil. Snow is evil.
It just started here too.
We have actual cold weather down here in Texas. I mean, it's not very cold, but it's 35.
That's actually pretty. Yeah. I
Cold for
thought you were going to
Texas
say
standards.
65.
Yeah.
Are y'all
We got
seeing more winter weather in Texas in recent years?
Well, I mean, we've certainly with the Snowmageddon that came through, what is it, 7 years ago or something like that?
Snowmageddon. Yeah.
Which just means it snowed, but
The same. I grew up in Atlanta, and they are seeing more and more like ice on the highway, and they don't have salt trucks.
It was a you know, I mean, it was a snowstorm, but it was more of a lack of infrastructure than anything else.
Yeah, because wasn't there was a lot of people that their pipes in that froze because they don't have heat.
Yeah, I mean there. I actually was doing my master's degree in management information systems right after that, and I had to do a project on business continuity failures. So I decided to look into that, and if you guys will indulge me, I'll tell you all what happened. It's pretty embarrassing, but basically, when everyone turned their heaters on, it caused brownouts. And so they decided to put some disaster measures in place, which one is turning on gas generators that have pumping stations that'll pump gas. Another one is rolling brownouts. But what they didn't account for was that a lot of the pumping stations were in the locations where they were browning out the energy, and so they were basically just stepping on their own feet. So that was a little embarrassing.
Isn't that what you normally why you try to isolate components like that?
Yeah. But now we know.
That's right. As we
I actually need to go grab a charging cable real quick. I'll be right back. One second.
It gives me a chance to write a support ticket quick, so.
I'll pop in and say good morning. I've been obviously government's been open for a while, but I've been unavailable. So I'm really excited to be here today and see all of you.
You
Nice to
too.
have you back.
I just want
Welcome back.
one more. I just want one to go through like a month and a half of email.
The problem is we're simultaneously we just did fiscal year rollover. Like we're doing everything that needed to happen in October right now. So things are just a little topsy-turvy, but ultimately fine. And we're starting to get ready for a sunflower upgrade. Don't have a date for it yet. It's very exciting.
You had to
End of
come
year
right back
reporting.
and do a fiscal rollover.
Our first first full one. We did a partial one because we went live on acquisitions first last year, but and it went great. It was so much better than our previous process. So like it's
Oh,
like
good.
yeah, like it's there's a lot of
Not yet.
anxiety, but it was good.
It's definitely gotten smoother over the years.
Yes.
Yeah, the last rollover that we did, I never got called once. There was no emergencies. I kept waiting for it, but it never happened. So,
Welcome.
yeah.
Cornell has broken fiscal year rollover ever since Kiwi. Every single time we do a fiscal year rollover, we have broken it. except for I think this year and the previous year. The previous year was the first time where we were able to do a fiscal year rollover fully without FSE stepping in and having to do something on their side.
Think that we might be in about the same place about the
Yeah.
same time. So, but yeah.
Yeah. It was just, do you have multiple ledgers with like hundreds of sub accounts
We've got
as
hundreds of
well?
funds.
Yeah.
And we do a weird thing with we do a weird thing where we have to change funds. Yeah, well, we have some odd practices that are kind of archaic, and yeah, I just won't go into the details.
Yeah, we're the
I see Charlotte's got her hand up.
It's because I have a topic that's a little off topic for the PC, but it might be something the PC wants to think about.
Okay.
And the topic is that so I've been working with some German colleagues at the Hebis Consortia, and here they are trying to plan. So every second week is a meeting heavy week, and the other week is where you actually can get work done. And when she told me about how they were organizing that. And then, just coming out of the Thanksgiving week, where so many week meetings were canceled, and I just noticed how much work I was able to get done and how fulfilling that actually was. And with the six having kind of a dip in how many meetings they do, but they cancel them with maybe the same day or maybe the day before. But that does not really give you this that you can see. I have 6 hours ahead of me, no meetings. I can simply get this document written up, which has been on my desk for so long or something. And I'm sure all of you have exactly the same as me, that jumping in and out and in and out of meetings constantly. And so my is maybe this is something we can bubble a little bit to see if we could try to get the folio work aligned a little around that. So maybe even weeks we do meetings and uneven weeks we don't. And that would then also maybe leave the libraries that it's better for them to plan. All internal meetings maybe as well. And I don't know if you think it's crazy or impossible. And I know we have several working groups where it's difficult to find a meeting time and all of that. But maybe for us to be able to, not burn out and
Yeah.
be able to continue, we could think about it.
I mean, it occurs to me right off the bat that, the community council has kind of set a precedence in this regard. I mean, they meet every other week already. Also, when it comes to scheduled events, at least when it comes to how they interface with US holidays, I think usually the first and third weeks are usually better than the second and fourth because a lot of US holidays are at the end of the month. But I don't know if that matters, but Alexis.
So we do something at Stanford where this may not be as often as maybe we want to do, but we have quarterly no meeting. Well, quarterly, what we call it calendar calming. It started out as no meetings week, but people do have meetings, but it's more like special meetings, like if you want to have a retreat or something. And we know at least 4 times a year, we have a week with no meetings, and you get so much done during those weeks. And we all look forward to them. Some people choose to take vacations, some people choose to just plow through and get like three big projects done, but it really has been, I would say, life-changing. for us here. And so it's something I think I although my what I and I know what the community council does, just to comment on that, but when you have to cancel a meeting and you only meet twice a month, that can be a little bit problematic. I'm not saying we shouldn't meet less often. I'm just, I don't
So
know.
I'm not
But
just
I
talking
do think
about.
it's good to meet. I think if we're gonna meet less, we sh it should be on a schedule because Charlotte's right. When you cancel at the last minute, it's not the same.
So I'm not just talking about the PC. I am actually talking about the folio calendar for all the meetings. So we and I like your idea. It might be that we could do, have meetings week 1, 2, and 3 in a month, and then if US holidays typically is at the end of the month, all fine, because then that would be 12 weeks where it's calm. And I like what you call it, calm
Calendar
weeks.
calming.
Because that would at least be better than we have right now. So right now I'm kind of looking forward to Thanksgiving week because then I know I can get more work done.
Maybe we just throw this on the agenda for people's consideration and just to try to get some feedback from folks. As the PC doesn't really have the purview to, dictate to the community, I suppose we could probably lean on the SIGs, if we decide that, a certain schedule seems like it would be beneficial, we could probably encourage the SIGs ourselves. We could surface it in the tri-council. I'm sure we could push to get consensus in the community for some sort of change in that regard.
And I'm fully that this is not happening, just right away, but it could be something we try to move this big ship around and try to change just for for all of us, for being not burnout.
I think that there's clear advantages to this sort of thing. I know when back when I was a developer, we used to take one sprint cycle out of every so many to do internal work and not engage with customers, which resulted in no meetings. And it's just pretty essential that you have some sort of rhythm that allows you to actually focus and get work done. And it is absolutely the case that Folio is a hungry beast, and it will eat up as much time as you're willing to give to it. So, I mean, I definitely am open to these discussions. I'm gonna call this calendar calming. Proposal. Charlotte, are you going to be at the meeting?
Yeah, I'm there. Yes. So I can do a similar presentation as I did just for you. And then
Alexis, would you mind maybe sharing what y'all do at Stanford? Okay. This is another 5 minutes or so, just to kind of put it on people's radar.
And you can say the timing. If we want to test it for beginning of the year, it would be, maybe kind of a New Year's resolution.
Okay, I like that. Let's get some of this other stuff filled in. Who is taking notes for us? I believe we switched things around a little bit. Is that right? Last time. All
It's
right, let me see.
Jennifer, but she took notes for me when I had to be away a couple weeks ago, so I'd be happy. You want me to sub in, Jennifer?
Ooh, that'd be
All right.
nice. Thank you.
right.
And I just, so it says on the topic calendar that the SIG reports are due on the 4th. It's actually the 18th, but I sent a message to the SIG conveners group. Yeah, if maybe I'll do it in announcements if liaisons can contact like their group. There's not much. I think there's one report in there.
Okay. All right. Any other announcements that anyone is aware of? Awesome. Thank you, Alexis. Do we want to well, I guess we should is my oh yeah. I guess my camera is off. There I am. Okay. Do we want to make it official? So it's wonderful that we have Caitlin back, and it was wonderful, Todd, that you stepped in as co-chair. Should we make an announcement? Are we switching y'all back out? Is that what we're doing?
Todd and I haven't had a chance to discuss this. I'd be happy to step in, Todd, if you're ready for me to do that.
That's perfectly good.
Okay. I'm so grateful to you that this was just an unprecedented situation, and I never worried.
Well,
Jeremy did the bulk of the work, and I pitched in where, I batted cleanup, so it worked out okay.
Yeah, I should also thank Jeremy for having, thanks for rolling with the punches. Thanks, everyone. So yeah, I'm back.
You bet, and I can assure you, Caitlin, that none of us are holding the U.S. government shutdown against you.
I should also say Alexis did a lot of pitching in as well.
Yeah,
Thank you so
thanks so
much,
much.
Alexis.
Okay. I will, yeah, we should just let the community know about that. Is resuming co-chair duties. Thank you, Todd and Alexis. All right, cool. All right, we got all our announcements. We can get those updated. Let's see. I don't believe any of our action items are done. The lion's share of them are mine. I very completely, with my full being, went on Thanksgiving break last week and just completely checked out. So, but maybe today and tomorrow I can knock some of these things out. If so, I'll throw them up on the action item review. Okay, for updates on active initiatives, I do want to check in with the working groups. We can pull that up. Any other active initiatives that we want to dive into on Thursday, Alexis?
On the topic calendar, it says that the support SIG is coming. Sorry, I'm jumping
Oh,
around.
I looked at that. I didn't see that on the 4th.
Yeah,
Am I in the
I know. I was in the support SIG meeting yesterday, and yeah, they are bringing a presentation, small
Fantastic.
presentation.
That's perfect. Okay. All right. Well, that
They won't need a lot of time, Jeremy. They aren't they don't have like priorities to present like the other SIGs do, but they do have, they'll just catch us up on what they've been doing and kind
okay.
of things they're observing, trends.
Have they already presented their priorities, or they just have not gotten them?
They don't do
They
priorities.
don't. Because what they're reviewing all of the other tickets that folks submit.
That
So they
makes
don't
sense.
really have any of their own. But I still wanted to get them some time with the group.
Sure. Who will be presenting for them?
It's Jalay Hazalian. J L E. Yeah, there she is.
Nice. Okay, and then Autumn also, how do we feel today's attendance at the meeting, notwithstanding, how do we feel about presenting the charter on Thursday?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it. I think we had last time we talked, we maybe had some things we wanted to chat with the larger PC about.
We do have some open questions, and this is no longer postponed. It's the real deal. Okay. I think, let's see, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 55. If we're on the long side for everything, we're at an hour. Does that look like a PC meeting to everybody? All right. Cool. Well, I'll make sure I.
Alexis has her hand up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go for it, Alexis.
No, I don't know what whether we'll be ready to talk about it, but we are the communities dashboard group is going to the PO meeting tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, we're just basically going to ask them a bunch of questions about what they would like to see come out, like, you know. Anyway, we have a list of questions. And we'll see. We have 15 minutes on their agenda, so if there's something to report, we'll report. If not, we could always do it next week.
And we could probably cover that when we do the working group check-in.
Perfect.
Man, this Zoom, I'm sitting here like playing with my chin and it thinks I'm doing a thumbs up. All right.
Just turn those hand gestures off.
So clever, Zoom. Yeah, well, I wish I knew how, but apparently I'm fully becoming an old man because these sorts of settings are constantly escaping me.
The other day in Teams, I somehow made a bunch of balloons appear. I still don't know why.
I wonder, I should just lean into it. I wonder if jazz hands is a thing. I don't know.
I don't think
Let
so.
us hope not.
Yeah, for those of us who do tend to talk with our hands, I figured out, I don't remember how I did it, but I did figure out how to turn those off because it was embarrassing. I tell people that
If
sometimes.
you, I think if you, it's where if you click on the Zoom icon in your system toolbar at the top, it'll show your camera. And then underneath that, it has reactions. I think if you just click on reactions, that turns it off.
Okay. Reactions.
Then you can also apparently, I guess, select which reactions you can do. And one of them is fireworks and lasers. I would like to know how to do lasers.
Pew, pew, pew. All right. Okay, folks. Thanks a bunch. And I hope you all have a great Tuesday.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Bye.
everyone. Bye,
Bye-bye.
everyone. Bye.